Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you all know that Dusty Rhodes has been injured. Well, we want to welcome back tonight Dusty Rhodes for his first interview since his injury. Here is the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. And Dusty, your fans welcome you back, man.
First of all, I would like to thank the many, many fans throughout this country that Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, while I was down. Secondly, I want to thank Jim Crockett Promotions for waiting and taking the time because I know how important it was. Starcade 85, it is to the rest of the fans, it is to Jim Crockett Promotions. That's up to the American Dream. With that weight, got what I wanted. Ric Flair, the world heavyweight champion. I don't have to say a lot more about the way I feel about Ric Flair. No respect. No honor. There is no honor among thieves in the first place. He put hard times on Dusty Rhodes and his family. You don't know what hard times are, that is. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work and got four or five kids and can't pay the wages, can't buy the food. Hard times are when the auto workers are out of work and they tell them go home. And hard times are when a man has worked at a job 30 years, they give you a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, a computer took your place, daddy. That's hard time. That's hard time. Thank you. and they tell him go home. They hard time.
Hard time.
Yeah, went to the job. 30 years. 30 years. They get in the watch. They get in the bike and say, hey,
hard
time. Took your place, daddy. That's hard time. That's hard time.
Hard time.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest three-day weekend online. You're listening to this marvelous radio show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, online, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy.
Yes, indeed. You are very marvelous indeed. Welcome to the biggest 3 day weekend online. This is this marvelous radio show. You're here with the D-Man here, Derek Barrett. I hope you're having a wonderful time here. I'm just going to pause for a brief break here.
Bruce Turner's time is take one look at them, because you're going to be seeing and hearing a lot of them. We build vans factory direct. Don't be mistaken by the middleman. Eliminate the middleman. Come directly to our plant. Buy one factory direct. Dusty, tell them.
You know, Dusty, Rolling Magazine does not tell you to lie. They'll lead you straight. Right here, Tom Stammer. It's going to be in your hearts, your souls, and your mind, because you can come to the factory right here in Georgia and get what you want to get for the littlest price of all.
Yes. I had to give it up. Of course, you know, I've been putting it all over the on our play page. If I didn't get on our page, I apologize. There must be some technical difficulties going on over at Facebook. But, you know, had to talk about things that's been going on. Of course, we'll get into the story right about now. We've had some bad news today that the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, WWE Hall of Famer Dusty Rhodes, died yesterday at the age of 69. According to the update yesterday around 11:30, 7 p.m. Pacific time, officials said that emergency personnel responded to Dusty's home, Dusty Rhodes' home in Orlando, Florida, at 5:56 a.m. Wednesday morning after getting a call that a 69-year-old male had taken a fall and said that he was transported to a nearby hospital where he passed away Thursday morning, the next day, unfortunately, which is yesterday. And sources said that, this is from TMZ, that Dusty suffered from numerous complications throughout the night, which ultimately proved fatal. He was born Virgil Runnels Jr. Mr. Dusty Rhodes, he was known as, a.k.a. the American Dream, better known as the American Dream. Dusty Rhodes, he was born October 12, 1945. He died yesterday at the age of 69, June 11th. He was an American former professional wrestler and trainer who worked for the WWE. He made occasional on-air appearances on other WWE television and pay-per-views and worked as a backstage booker and producer in WWE's next developmental territory, billed as the son of a plumber, yes, indeed, in public, if you will, quote, unquote. The Rhodes character was that of American working man, particularly in promotion videos such as his favorite famous Hard Times, which just aired, but it just played previously, or at least most of it, episodes of it, while doing that was my tribute to Dusty Rhodes, as a matter of fact, Hard Times, along with the title of the rap song of the same name, Hard Times, by the legendary rap group Run DMC, which are a legend in their own genre. Rhodes, Mr. Rhodes, was a three-time NWA World Heavyweight Champion during his time with Jim Crockett Promotions, which was the forerunner of WCW. He was a former United States Champion and multi-time television world tag team and six-man tag team champion, along with the Road Warriors. That he shared with the Road Warriors. He also had won many regional championships during his wrestling career. He was one of six men inducted to each of the Wrestling Halls of Fame. One of six men who's been inducted into each of the WWE, WCW, Professional Wrestling, and Wrestling News Observer Newsletter Halls of Fame. Wow. He's the father of Dustin Rhodes. He's the father. He has four children. Two of them, as you know, are professional wrestlers as well. He's the father of Dustin Goldust Rhodes and Cody Stardust Rhodes, who both currently wrestle in the WWE, of course. And I think they had a brief tribute to Dusty Rhodes. I didn't get to see the beginning of it in SmackDown last night, but I know that they're definitely going to have something about it. They should have it. They'll definitely have a much bigger tribute to Dusty Rhodes in remembering him for Monday Night Raw this upcoming Monday. Excuse me. Dusty Rhodes started his career as a rule-breaking heel, tagging with fellow Texan Dick Murdoch, a.k.a. Captain Redneck, from the tag team the Texas Outlaws in the AWA, American Wrestling Association. He turned face. He became a good guy after turning on his tag team partner, Korean wrestler Pak Song, and manager Gary Hart during a match in Florida against Eddie and Mike Graham. This led him to break out as a solo face superstar, primarily in Florida, referring to him as Stardust, or the White Soul King, and the American Dream, a working class hero. So I guess he came with the American Dream. Then Rhodes ascended to the top of several National Wrestling Alliance promotions, including those of Florida, which he also wrestled wearing a mask as the Midnight Rider in Georgia. In 1977, Rhodes wrestled for Vince McMahon Senior Worldwide Wrestling Federation, which used to later be known as the WWF, and then later we now know as the WWE. During that time, Rhodes main evented twice in Madison Square Garden, both times challenging WWF Championship and reigning champion superstar Billy Graham. Rhodes won the first match on September 26th, Booth threw a count out, and lost the second Texas Death Match on October 24th. On September 76, he defeated Ric Flair for the Mid-Atlantic Heavyweight Champion in a bout of Richmond, Virginia. And the decision, much like the Dusty finishes, would harm the NWA in the 1980s. Fans went home thinking there was a new champion, but the decision was overturned at the house show, and Flair remained champion. No mention of this match was ever made on Crockett TV show. Wow. He eventually began working on Jim Crockett Promotion, JCP, in Mid-Atlantic, which eventually purchased WCW World Championship Wrestling, formerly Georgia Championship Wrestling, and he formed a team with Manny Fernandez. He also teamed with Magnum TA as America's Team. The team began the pose of Four Horsemen and the Russian team back in 1985. So that is something else, man. I mean, he's done a lot. Matter of fact, he's done commercials. And just for the heck of it, I'm going to go ahead and let you know that just long before Randy Macho Man Savage, remember long before he started doing commercials for Slim Jim and WWE started had all these action figures, Dusty Rhodes was basically, he was the Michael Jordan of advertisement. I mean, as you heard previously in that Tom Steiner's car commercial that they used to have back in the early 80s, they used to have him a lot. I mean, this guy sold a lot of commercials, sold a lot of ads. He really did. I wish I could find the one that made me admire the guy. He did one for Headache Stand Back. It was Stand Back or BC. It was Stand Back Headache BC. BC Stand Back Headache Powder. It worked. And you know me, when I had a whole lot of headaches all the time when I'm in the ring, headaches used to get a beating. I used to get the Stand Back Headache Powder BC Hedekata, I used to, it works fast and it does work fast. It heals fast and works fast. Stand back, Hedekata, it works.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Yes. I know people are going, yeah, I know it's crazy. I know I sound crazy, but hey. He's the one who made it possible. He made it possible for professional wrestlers to actually do commercials. I mean, this was the guy. I mean, he did headache powders. He used to play on World Championship Wrestling back in the late 70s, early 80s. Matter of fact, he did commercials. Tom Stymus. He even did one for Mellow Yellow. Matter of fact, I'll go ahead and play this one right now.
After a hard day at the office, working up a big thirst, many professionals reach for the smooth taste of Mellow Yellow. Whoa, baby! Mellow Yellow, the taste that beats Mountain Dew. And now, Mellow Yellow has pictures and all the facts on your favorite NWA wrestlers. Ric Flair, Sting, the Road Warriors, and even my pretty face. Head to your favorite store and collect all 12. Oh, take it for Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. Make the Mellow Yellow move.
All right. All right. That is what I'm talking about. The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, doing it. He's doing it. I mean, he was the guy who made it possible for wrestlers to actually sell stuff on TV. I mean, come on, you got to give him. Dusty, Big Dusty, this is for you. Big Dusty's for you. Not to lose some more stuff. Also have some more things to talk about. Of course, we didn't lose. Dusty Rhodes wasn't the only celebrity that we lost this week. Another legend passed away today. Yesterday, actually, as a matter of fact, Christopher Lee, the Fantasy's Dark Knight, he's a veteran actor known for his roles in Dracula. He played the Bond villain Salamanca in The Man with the Golden Gun. He was in The Wicker Man. He was in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and also played Count Dooku in the Star Wars prequel. He had died yesterday due to heart failure at the age of 90. He died last Sunday, June 7th. At the age of 93, but a public announcement wasn't made until yesterday morning, at the request of his wife, Bridget Cronick, whom he'd been married to more than 50 years. So she could first notify, she was given, like, I guess, 5-6 days to talk about it, to bring it up, so she could notify her friends and family, according to the newspaper, The Guardian. He's also survived by his wife and their daughter, Christina. The prolific actor began his film career in 1947 with Corridor of Mirrors. Lee became famous when he played Bram Stoker's vampire Dracula in a number of Hammer horror films from the late 50s all the way through the 70s. Even though the horror man was most horror was Bethany's Lee's specialty, his role as Lord Summerisle in the classic The Wicker Man, 1973, was the most memorable. He also played lead as the great detective Sherlock Holmes in The Deadly Necklace back in 1962, and later as Sherlock's brother Mycroft in Billy Wilder's The Private Life of Sherlock Holmes back in 1970. Christopher Lee, now people always wonder why he was considered a very picked as a good villain. For one thing, he was very formidable for his size. I mean, the guy who in real life stood 6'5". He was 6'5". He was a really tall guy, very tall. He made an indelible impression as the deadly assassin Francisco Scaramanga in the James Bond film The Man with the Golden Gun, which came out in 74, 75. I think it came out in 75, if I'm not mistaken. But he remade the role by Ian Fleming, the author of the Bond novels, and Lee Stepka, and into something more than just a typical mercenary. In Fleming's novel, he's just a West Indian thug, but in the film, he's charming, elegant, amusing, and very lethal. I played him like the dark side of Bond. Yeah, I can see that. And Lee continued his late career villain streak as the fallen Jedi gone the way of the dark side as Count Dooku in Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 2002, and Episode III, Revenge of the Sith, where he was killed by his successor, Anakin Skywalker, who would be later known by his Sith Lord name, his dark side name, Darth Vader. Says, George Lucas, who created the Star Wars franchise, was a mutual fan of Lee. He says, Christopher was a great British actor of the old school, a true link to cinema's past, and a real gentleman. Luke said in a statement released earlier today, says, we will miss him. Lee went from fighting Jedi Knights to becoming a real knight when Prince Charles curvaed the honor, knighted him in 2009. And he was a good friend of Peter Cushing, who played opposite Christopher Lee in those Hammer horror films, because Peter Cushing usually played Van Helsing to opposite to Christopher Lee's Dracula. And he, you know, I think that was probably one of the reasons why he wanted to play the role of Count Dooku, because he was impressed by the brilliance of George Lucas. According to StarWars.com, he says that I know the role of Count Dooku in the Star Wars prequels was especially important to Lee, you know, at least important to him, since his good friend and fellow actor Peter Cushing, who he acted alongside numerous films, played the Grand Moff Tarkin in the original Star Wars film back in 1977. And Christopher Lee says, what makes Star Wars so extraordinary is that all the stories, the special effects, the whole concept comes from the mind of one man, George Lucas. He said on the Star Wars fanzine, TheForce.net, he says that the vision is quite amazing. It's like, wow, that is incredible. And this is from The Guardian, the British newspaper. It says, while Lee will be missed, fans can still see him anew on the big screen in the fantasy film Angels in Notting Hill, which is yet to be released. That will be Christopher Lee's last film. Lee plays a godly figure who looks after the universe. That is going to be something worth watching. And like I said, Christopher Lee, just like I said with Dusty Rhodes, Christopher Lee will be missed. He will be missed. Rest in peace, Christopher Lee. And rest in peace, Dusty Rhodes. I want to give a quick moment of silence. Thank you very much. I'm not going to cry. I know people were talking about, you know, when I choked up during talking about Bo Biden and stuff. I mean, last week, I could understand, but you got to understand, the dude was the same age as I was. Same as I am now. We're both the same age, 46. And you know, having somebody die, especially someone who's the same age as you, it makes you think about your own mortality. And not, I don't want to get too long on it because we're, you know, running out of time. But, you know, when you have, I mean, Christopher Lee and Dusty Rhodes, you know, I mean, I'll probably do my sobbing later after the show. But these are two guys that I watched when I was a little kid. I mean, I watched them even before my sister was even born. So, I mean, I watched them on TV, especially the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. I mean, I did his impressions, you know, in public, if you will. Yes, I wind and dine the king, the queen, and Saturnalia is eating pork and beans. I'm the boy that was. When you mess with American Dream, you messing with some risky business, Jack. Some risky business. Yes. But anyway, I just want to say that, you know, people, you know, I mean, this is out of all, I mean, I've been to wrestling matches. I've been to very few of them. I've been to a few. I've been to Starrcade 87. I've been to some at the Macon Coliseum. But I've seen some from the WWE, WCW, and even TNA Impact Wrestling. But I've only met, like, one or two wrestlers in person. I mean, I ran into like Ole Anderson one time when he was taking his son for a freshman orientation over at UGA, and the guy who played, I think Mark Merrill, who played Johnny B. Badd, those were the only two professional wrestlers I ever ran into. Oh, excuse me, a third one. The guy, the Hurricane, he was like working out at Gold's Gym one time. He was with Chris Jericho, and Chris Jericho just got his car because it was you were running late. They were like getting ready for a match in Atlanta. So I didn't get a chance to say hello to Chris Jericho, but I did get to say hello to the Hurricane. So that was really cool. That was really cool. But I regret that I never got a chance to meet Dusty Rhodes before he passed away, and it is a sad moment. I hope I do get to meet Ric Flair, because he's probably the only other person, I guess, other than Dusty Rhodes, that I've watched during my childhood that I've always wanted to meet. And I hope I do get to meet. Hope I do get to meet Ric Flair, but I definitely will feel bad that I won't ever get to say hello to the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. So, for some other news, the NBA Finals, of course, you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers lost a heartbreaker. I think it was 106-82, and they lost to the Golden State Warriors. I mean, I'm telling you, they got to find a way to stop Stephen Curry with those three-pointers. He can kill you with those threes. I'm telling you, he is deadly with those three-pointers. You got to do something, Cavs, if you want to win your – if you want to give a championship to Cleveland, which I know y'all want really bad, because I know Atlanta Hawks want one really bad. But I'm just saying, right now it is tied up 2-2 right now. The series, the NBA Finals, is tied up 2-2. Game 5 will be in Oakland. The home of the Golden State Warriors will be – Game 5 will be at Oakland at 8 p.m. or I think – no, 8 or 8:30 p.m. Sunday night on ABC, if you ever get to check your local listings to find the ABC station in your area. Also, the Stanley Cup Finals is also tied 2-2. Chicago Blackhawks and the Tampa Bay Lightning are tied also 2-2 in the Stanley Cup. There's going to be a game 5, and it's going to be at Tampa. So maybe Tampa has a way to be able to pull one off and get the advantage and maybe win it in game 6, or Chicago Blackhawks be able to steal one in Chicago, steal one at Tampa, and maybe able to win it, win the whole kit and caboodle when game 6 comes to Chicago. Now, if it ties again, Game 6, there will be a Game 7, which will go back to Tampa Bay if necessary. But like I said, Game 5 of the NBA Finals will start on Sunday on ABC, and Game 5 of the Chicago Blackhawks versus Tampa Bay Lightning for the Stanley Cup Finals NHL will be at Tampa on June 13th, which will be Sunday. NBA Finals, Game 5 of NBA will be on Sunday. NHL Game 5 Stanley Cup will be tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on NBC. So definitely check your listings to see if you can get the NHL Stanley Cup, which I'm sure you can because it's NBC. It's a national network. You'll be able to get anywhere. Find it on NBC, CBC, and TVA Sports. Anyway, this is the D-Man here. I'm going to have some more stories about coming up soon. Especially more about I'll especially talk more about the who's going to be the new permanent co-host on The View, which I'll talk about tomorrow, and I hope you get some more. Hope you get to check out more about it. I hope you stay tuned to us every Friday, normally regularly scheduled at 5 p.m. And every Saturday and Sundays, which is normally scheduled at 3 p.m. So on behalf of Marvella Irie, the namesake of this show, this Marvelous Radio Show, this is the D-Man, Derek Barrett, here to let you know that you hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, a wonderful and marvelous Friday. Hope you enjoy this Friday. I forgot to talk about the weather. It's 90 degrees outside in Macon, Georgia. It's nice and sunny with a high of 91 and a low of 70 degrees. So definitely enjoy the sunlight if you can. I didn't say the heat, but enjoy the sunshine while you can. Still, I think you better get your fans and your air conditioners ready and on probably this whole weekend, because it's going to get hotter and hotter as the weekend progresses. I'm going to end this show with a good episode. Not Hard Times, because I already played that in the beginning, well, at least part of it. That was the Hard Times. That was when he was doing a promo talking about getting his third world championship, fighting against Ric Flair. But I'm going to go ahead and get this one right here. This is a classic one. This is from World Championship Wrestling. Even has the old theme music of his wrestling show, Dusty Rhodes, theme song of World Championship Wrestling, which is actually also my ringtone, by the way. This is a videotape. This is an old clip that I found on YouTube called Dusty, Take Care. I'm going to take care of business in public, if you will. So on behalf of the cast, on behalf of the crew of this marvelous radio show, this is the D-Man, Derek Barrett, here wishing you a wonderful and marvelous Friday. We'll see you tomorrow at 3.
Back on World Championship Wrestling, this man, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, at one time held that world television title, now held by Tully Blanchard along with Baby Doll.
You know, traveling throughout this country, Dusty Rhodes is recognized everywhere because of his hat, not his eyes, because of his hair, his ability, and his rap. Dusty Rhodes is known all over the world. They don't need to look at my face, my clothes, to know who I am. We talk about $500,000 a year. Not $100 a week, you understand? That's what we're talking about. Ric Flair going around the country talking about how great he is. I just got a letter from a person named Owens out in Portland that's going to send me a kiss real shortly. That's how strong we are. And Owens, I know that you're listening right now, and I'm going to be banned for you, understand? What I'm looking for. Tony Blanchard, Baby Doll, now then, on this day right here, we're going to start taking care of business, and that is my world television title that you got around your waist. Now you got to deal with me, and you got to face the fact that there's no place you can hide, no place you can run, nowhere Baby Doll can stick that ugly face of hers without me finding it. And that's a fact. And facts are the American Dream is the best, is here. And the cool-off will fall to me and Dick Slater very shortly. We're going to take it all. You like this hat? You better like this hat. That's no lie.
The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. Now let's go back to the very happy, as you can tell, the smile on her face. And let's see the slingshot once again, a very impressive move.
Watch that. He slingshot. This gives him extra momentum. He picks him up, powers him over, hard down on the mat. Your winner, World Television Champion, Tully Blanchard.
Oh, big boy. Big boy. Just want to come over and give you a little message, because I know how bad you want this. I know how bad.
I'm ready to kick. What do you even think about laying a hand on my toes? And by the way, though, where they come from in Texas, where I'm from, they tip their hat to a lady.
What about that, Dusty? She got right up in front of you.
Tip their hat to a lady. If I see a lady, I'll tip my hat. Let me tell you something, Baby Doll. Don't be coming out here telling me to tip my hat to you. If you put your hand on this $150 lip, I'll slap them lips on the side of your face. And I don't care if every woman's organization in the country writes me. It's going to happen. Tell that blanket. Now then, you got me wrong. Tip my hat to a lady. I'd come closer to tipping it to a Jezebel down on the street.
The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, and a warning to Baby Doll. We'll be right back.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. On behalf of, like I said, man, on behalf of the crew of this It's Marvelous radio show, on behalf of Marvell Ira, I want to give our condolences to Christopher Lee's wife and daughter. You have our condolences. You're in our prayers. The whole world is mourning with you. And definitely, and also to the Rhodes family, the Reynolds family, the real family name. I want to give condolences to Dustin Rhodes, a.k.a. Gold Dust, and his brother Cody, Stardust, and their other two siblings. Your father will be missed,
greatly. He'll be greatly missed. There's only going to be only one like him, and you're in our prayers. You're in our prayers, fellas. Your father was a great, great guy, great, great wrestler, a great personality, had a great personality, and I wish I was able to meet him before he passed away. Rest in peace, Dusty Rhodes. Rest in peace, Christopher Lee. This is D-Man saying take care and have a marvelous Friday. Take care, everyone.